You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Can you move in closer to your microphone?
Is it even to you?
No. Yeah, that's okay, yeah. So how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Yeah. The minute I pressed record there, I was like, oh, I want to burp, but I'll save it for the whole episode.
It'd be a little surprise burp when no one expects it. You're just going to...
Yeah. No, it's not going. So you bought some monkey cashew nuts.
Okay, so. I am a caring daughter. And I thought I'd bring home a little treat.
Well, no, hang on a second. Back it up there, because you bought yourself a pretzel from the bakery and you didn't get anyone else anything from the bakery.
Yeah, because I had the
other thing. You didn't want to splash the cash.
No, because I had the other...
Oh, here's the dog.
Because I had the other thing ready to go.
And tell the listener what the other thing was.
Actually, during my exams, I got a little snap for my ODS one of the days. I got some honey.
You're trying to roasted. Win people over now.
Got some honey roasted cashews because I was scared of getting hungry during my long, long exam.
Yeah.
And I had them. I was like, oh, these are really nice. I think I actually came back and told you when I came home that day. I was like, I had some really nice cashews before my exam. And then I saw them in Lidl today and I was like, oh, pick those up. Maybe Emma and Jane might like to try those. Fucking disgusted. Most disgusted I've ever seen anyone in their whole, in like my whole life.
Yeah, because they were cashew. Yeah. They were honey cashews.
Yeah, they were lovely. They are lovely.
They're not.
Honey cashews and peanuts.
And peanuts? Was there peanuts in the bag as well? No, horrible.
So nice, like caramelised nuts. Yummy.
No, I don't like caramelised nuts, and neither does Shane, because it's disgusting. Nuts with salt. I nearly thought when I was saying that I couldn't say the word caramelised now.
You can say it. It's a very...
Caramelised. Now, I do have another word that I can't say. So it used to be 70th.
And she's got that down.
I've got that down. I train myself. So me and Ella both, even though we're mother and daughter, we both had delayed speech in our early years. So that's our excuse for not being able to pronounce some words. I can say millennium. I can say that word. But someone who is a millennium.
No, you just said it is a millennium. You said it is a millennium.
Oh, I thought I had it there. I thought I was on a flow. No,
I'm
okay.
So excited.
What is the proper word to say it? Say it again.
Aww,
you
so
say
cute.
It.
Millennial.
Millennium. No. I tried to say it with the same confidence.
It was so much confidence.
Do you see the way I smiled when I said it? I was like, just believe it. Millennium. No, that's the wrong word. And now I can say it, but it's the wrong word. Say it to me again.
Millennial.
Millennium. No. No, shit.
The wrong word.
Okay, one more try and then we'll just move on.
Okay. Millennial.
Say it one more time.
I'm just going to close this door.
Yeah. Oh. Shane, will you call Twiggy there? Close the door. Go on, Ella, close the door, really. So sorry, Ella just went to close the door there and she closed it. Well, Twiggy was halfway in, halfway out. She wedged her into the door, her little belly.
Millennial. Millennial.
No, hang on, there's too many footsteps.
Millennial.
Would you wait a second? Go.
Millennial.
Millennial. No. I'll have to. You'll
your
have
first
to.
One was good. Not but the it was one the wrong said word. The wrong word, but your second one was good.
What you'll need to do is you'll need to write it out for me phonetically and then I can practice.
Yeah. Practice for next episode.
Yeah, and see
next
what
episode, Emma will be able to say millennial. That's.
It's just really frustrating.
It's starting to lose meaning for me as well now.
No, it can't say it. So today we were going to talk about if you were stranded on a desert island.
Yes.
So. Now, hang on. Okay. Will you wait your turn?
Okay, sorry.
I thought, right, first of all, so we were talking about it downstairs and Shane said, like, desert island discs. And then Ella was waffling on and then she said something. She goes, desert island dicks. I was like, what? Okay, not the best top. I just think for a mother-daughter podcast, a bit Dutch. You can do that with one of your friends. But I watched this. Can I tell you about the show me and Shane watched with Sheridan Smith?
Yeah, I don't care.
Stop, you have to pretend you care.
I mean,
I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, I care. So I mean, I don't care if you tell me about
we
it.
We watched this, I'd say about a month ago or something, right? So I won't go
hashtag spoilers.
Yeah, hashtag spoilers. Hashtag spoilers. So if you see something advertising, it's Sheridan Smith, and it's about getting lost on an island, or you see something to do with a plane, flick on, right?
So
I don't mean flick on. I don't mean that aggressively. I just mean spoiler alert. Anyway, she ends up on this desert island, and there's this whole story with her and her sister, and I won't go into that. Basically, this is spoiler alert, the end of the thing, right? So she gets stranded on a desert
island.
It's on
Prime.
What?
It's on Prime.
Yeah.
I think I saw the ending where your one's pregnant on the beach.
On the desert island. Yeah. Yes, you came in, you came home from work.
I was like, what the fuck is
so
this?
So it's like, it's, you know, it's entertaining and whatever. It's very watchable. Like, we watched it all. But the end of it, so there's this guy who's like set up as the bad guy, but he's not the bad guy. And she has a little bit of a romp with him, but he starts talking about like our future together. And she's just like, what?
You're
like,
just my desert island dick.
Yeah. You're just that. It's my sweet, sweet desert island dick. Hello. Yeah. She's been getting freaked out. She's like, what? It's taken them a long time to build up to this. And then we get a clip. They've decided to, like, she's getting rescued from the island. It's all good. There's being baddies and goodies. So, like, there's some stuff that's gone on. But you're reckoning, okay, everyone's all good. And he's like, I can't go back. And you're like, no, like, love, you can. Like, and then we get the cut. She's pregnant. And they're fishing. And it's basically telling us that they have just decided, the two of them have just decided to live forever on this desert island.
It's a metaphor for their love.
And it's just, what a load of crap. What a load of bollocks. But do watch it. It is entertaining. But the end...
You've really sold it.
No, but it is entertaining. Like, we watched all of it. We watched, like, we would totally switch off things if we weren't enjoying it. We was like, oh my God, no. But the end is just, it's a step too far. It's just like, I don't know who would be in a situation where they get rescued from a desert island. And she was talking about like her sister being so important, and then the sister comes to rescue her and she's just like, yeah, I'm grand. I'm actually going
to
stay here.
Well, that's what we're going to try to do with our desert island items, is that we'd...
Oh, you're just staying away from that word completely, are you?
That we'd be happy to stay on the island if someone tried to rescue us. That's how good...
Oh, what do you think?
How good our items are going
to
be, yeah.
Okay. So basically, the rules are I get to decide if you're allowed this thing, and you get to decide the same for me.
While we were talking about desert island discs, I looked it up and it was like, Shane, this is just music. Like, discs, that's what they meant. But they were allowed to choose one luxury item. And the rules for that was that it must be an inanimate object and of no use in escaping the island or allowing communication from the outside.
Okay.
I think we'll allow like 3 or 5 for us, will we?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, can we allow some food or something?
Yes.
Okay. So you're on the island.
But like, I presume it's not like, we're not survival things. Like, you're like, I'd like water and a...
No, not boring.
Lighter.
No, yeah. No, not boring things.
You've got a little survival pack.
Yeah, let's take it that we have that. Okay. Yeah, okay. So what do you want to bring?
You go first.
Oh, you go first.
Well, I'd bring unlimited.
I want to hear your answer first.
Okay. I'd bring like unlimited sun cream.
Yeah. Okay.
Firstly, just to like.
Well, I'll have to have that as well.
Yeah, desert island. I'm going to have to coat myself in sun cream.
And even as well, because your hair is short now, you've no way of kind of covering yourself with your hair.
Yeah, because if my hair was long, I could just be like it the whole time and have my hair over my face and stuff.
Yeah, but even over the back of your neck, like the back of your neck burns so easily.
Yeah. So sun cream.
Did you get burnt when we went to Greece?
I did not get burnt when we went to Greece.
Was there something going on with you in Greece?
No. You were the one shitting your brains out. I was crying.
Shitting my brains out. I had a puke. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, this fish is so nice.
Oh, it's lovely though. Lovely. I just am a pukey kind of person.
Not the fish, guys.
I'm very... Look, I'm just so delicate that my little tum tum.
Delicate little flower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sun cream, yeah, that's fine.
Maybe some tummy tablets for you.
Yeah, tummy tablets. An endless amount of tummy tablets.
That's what they're called, tummy tablets.
And I can't have my vape because I can't charge it in. I think I would like some Nicorette gum.
But that's going to like run...
No, you, sorry, you... She used to say to me that's going to run out. You asked for an endless supply of Factor 50.
Yeah, there's a lot of it, like.
And I say Nicorette gum. I'm going to be using less Nicorette gum than you are sun cream.
Yeah, but mine's a necessity.
You have to apply yours every 20 minutes. And you're like, even if I now.
Can I actually show what, do you know what I'd also want?
What?
I'd want some kind of machine to help me
put it on. Put it on. Are we not there together,
No, it's deserted.
Oh, right, so there's no one else there. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Hints in the name.
That's a major, it's a major part of it.
So you said you wouldn't let me have Nicorette gum?
Well, yeah, you can have it again.
But could you... Now,
try to save from yourself.
Would you not be able to, like, cover yourself in muck and stuff?
Why would I want to do that?
As a sun cream? As like, what did people use back in the day?
But why would I want to cover myself in muck?
Because maybe we don't have to waste a wish on... Never ending supply of sun cream. Maybe we just use muck for a while on the desert island.
Yeah, but muck every day.
You're doing sun cream every day.
Yeah, but muck. Have you seen muck before?
Yeah, but you have a bath right there. You're beside the sea. You would just go in and wash yourself. You're not going to be doing much.
Don't know that. You don't know my desert island story.
But you're going to have something to fill the days.
To fill your day is going to be shoving muck all over yourself.
No, because I'm going to just wear like sleeves and stuff, and I'm going to just expose myself to the skin. I'm going to expose myself to the sun gradually, and I've got the hair, and I probably have a hat with me. If I'm on that plane that smashes into the desert island, I'll have a hat. Will you have a hat?
No, you're not allowed to have stuff on the plane.
Yeah, but I'll be wearing the hat on the plane.
Well, in that case, I'll be...
And I'll have a little bottle of sun cream in my pocket. I'll have my bum bag.
So I'm fucking vape in there.
Ella, don't be silly. You can't charge the vape. I need electricity to charge the vape. It'd be nice to have a few Lost Marys though, just to kind of see me out with the hump. Because I'd probably be real nervous and all the first little while. Because I'd be like, oh, so
limited supply of Lost Marys.
There'd probably be like mad animals living here and stuff.
Yeah,
it'd be great now if I like the way
you were talking about how you're like, oh, I'll have my Lost Marys. Probably mad animals and shit. So it's probably good that I've got the vapes.
Just to chill myself out. Be like, oh, God.
Nothing to protect yourself.
I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit down. No, but I'm going to sit down and have a little vape now before I go off up that hill and see what's up there. See if there's anything going on. I would like to have, I think would be nice, a nice blankie.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, because I'm sure it'd be hot, but like at night I'm sure it's freezing.
Nice little teddy.
No, I don't need the teddy.
Take your company.
I think.
A volleyball.
A blankie and, oh, I was going to say a few tea bags, but then you're getting into having to have the milk. So maybe from the plane they'd have all that HRT milk. No, that's not HRT. What's it called?
Can we just drop
HUV?
Can we just?
It's not HRT.
Can we just drop the whole idea that there's all these supplies on the plane?
Okay, fine. Okay. I tell you what I would want.
So wait, a luxury thing. What do you have so far? You've got your
blankie.
You've got your nicotine gum. You've got your Lost Marys. You've got your gum. You've got your bum bag.
No, but I'm just saying the Lost Marys. Just if I happen to have them on my person, no, I need an endless supply. I don't know what way I'm going to land.
You just kind of presume land with nothing.
Okay. I tell you what I do want. What?
I'd bring my snooty.
Of course, you bring your snidey. Ella has a snooty, but it's really a snidey because anytime she puts it on, she just gets very snidey around the gap. She lies on one of the couches and she just says shit to us. And we're like, oh my God, what's this all about? And so we call it our snidey. I would want, and this may, I would want shampoo. Because because even when me and Shane were watching Survivor, but they weren't getting proper shampoo. They'd get like this luxury stuff like bar soap and stuff and whatever. But I feel like your hair and your scalp would start to feel really.
Would you not do the whole no poo?
No poo?
Yeah.
I'll have to go for a poo. Oh, toilet roll.
No, it's trend on. It's
trend. Oh, yeah, it doesn't work. Your hair starts cleaning. The natural oils. No, it doesn't work. Okay. My mate did that back in the day. Shout out to Afric Byrne, and she stuck with it for months. And it just doesn't. It doesn't get any dirtier, but it's not. It never looks or feels like your hair when your hair's just washed. Like it never. It doesn't work. Like she's. I don't want to spread rumors. She began washing her hair again. I think I would like toilet roll and some wet wipes.
Toilet roll and wet wipes.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think
that's two.
I think Well, I think my digestive system might be kind of out of
whack.
Are you
not worried about the mark that you'd leave on the?
No, I'm on a desert island. I think I'm going to cut
your
myself.
Wipes.
I'm going to cut myself some slack. I would like a little pot. I would like a few coconut noodles because I could do with the fish, but I might get bored of just fish.
Mm.
And so I'd like a few coconut noodles and my chicken rice stuff that I get up in the centre. And a mirror.
Ooh.
And a toothbrush.
I don't think I'd like a mirror.
Oh.
Slowly see yourself.
Oh, yeah, maybe I wouldn't like a mirror.
Like, oh God, I'm looking rough. 3 months in the desert.
No, I think it'd be nice to have a mirror. Or maybe you wouldn't. I don't know.
I'd bring the Scrabble dictionary with me. So that when I get home, I could be really good. When they rescue me, I could get really good. I think that'd be a good book to bring as well.
Okay. I would like a notebook and a pen.
Notebook and a pen, yeah.
I'd like to be able to write.
You'd get a good whole show out of being on Desert Island.
Yeah, you would. You just want to, like, you'd have to milk it when you came home. There'd have to be the book, the movie, the stand-up show.
The, like, autobiographical. The autobiographical movie as well. Like, you'd be playing yourself.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to play myself, but it could kind
of
be like...
Who would you like to play you?
Who could play me? Let me think. Well, I do get told I look like Julianne Moore, but she's a good bit older than me. Maybe Emma Stone. Look at you, reluctant to think. No, go on, look her up. You don't know who Julianne Moore is, do you? See what you think. I'll tell you the other person I get told I look like, which I don't at all.
63, yes, about you.
Do you think she looks like me or I look like her? Yeah. The other person is, what's her name? Rose Byrne. You're already laughing, do you know who Rose
I'm
Byrne?
Laughing because the first one that comes up is Rosa Parks, obviously.
Oh, yeah, like, no. Rose Byrne.
Rose Byrne.
You have her there. Oh,
not
you had a
Rosa,
picture of her.
I had Rosa.
No, Rose.
Okay, there's a Rosa. No.
I know, I don't see that one either. I'm like, yeah, she's beautiful, but that ain't me. So maybe, not that I think she looks particularly like me, but maybe Emma Stone.
You want Emma Stone to pay?
Do you think she'd be good?
As you?
Yeah. Oh, look, if she's crap at the Irish accent, I'm going
would
to...
Would you not get...
Cillian Murphy? Cillian Murphy could play me! In a wig! Now we're talking. Do you not think?
Did you not get Saoirse Ronan? Play you. She can do an Irish accent.
Ed
Sheeran, you get Ed Sheeran to play you.
No.
Oh, okay.
He'd start fucking. He'd want to put in a bit where he starts making bongos out of fucking coconuts and stuff, and he'd be hammering away on them. Yeah, it is actually.
Get around, kids.
I probably would start. I'd start.
Your little notebook would have all your comedy stuff in, and then you'd be like, could be a musician.
Probably. Did you
start a band?
Did you ever hear me and Shane talking about that thing on Parks and Recs with the claymation?
Mm.
Oh, it's very funny. But that's what I'd be like. I'd start to believe that I was making really good music with my coconut bongos. Mm. I'd be fucking demented. What else would you bring? I'm trying to think of all the stuff. Oh, footwear.
Mm.
Crucial, vital, game changer.
What footwear would you bring? That's the...
I assume this is some sort of desert island genie going, you're stuck on this island, but I can bring you some stuff. But I can't bring you anything to help you get off, but I can help you to make it
more
livable.
Yeah, I guess it can be a desert island genie.
I think footwear.
What footwear?
I don't, like, I'm not getting a pair of, like, stilettos or something. Like, I'm just getting a pair of runners.
Oh, runners. That's what I wanted. Like.
Yeah. I think runners.
You might have been like, oh, sandals.
Well, I don't. Well, I look, probably people are thinking, oh, get the hiking boots or whatever, but I wouldn't want to get the hiking boots because I'd have to break them in then.
Mm.
Do you know? And the socks and all that would be crucial. So just give me a pair of my own runners, do you know, that I can just whack on.
Would you keep up the fitness regime when you're on your desert island?
I think that would have to be a put aside.
What?
Well, I mean...
You wouldn't bring a barbell with you?
I wouldn't bring a barbell, no. I think I'd be working out enough just climbing...
Stationary bike.
Stationary bike.
On the beach. Shit, the tide's coming in.
Have me ab roller. I'm sinking into the sand. No, I wouldn't, because I'd be... hooshing myself up coconut trees and all sorts.
Do your bongos.
To make me bandos. Totally like getting the meat. Mm. Not meat, the fruit. Is it fruit from a coconut?
Was it a nut?
I don't know. I don't know the official, what they're saying about it now. But I'd be hoofing myself up coconut trees and trying to make spears to fish and stuff. I don't think you'd have to be working out.
Would you bring any music with you?
You see, this is tricky because I feel like... this is what happens to me. I get a song that I like. That I'm getting cramp in my knee. I get a song that I like or that I'm into at that time, and I will honestly play that song on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. I don't have the discipline not to just keep listening to it over and over again, and then I am sick of the song. So I feel like I don't know if I could be trusted with music on a desert island. I think probably the best music I could probably bring is...
Well, like, you would need music because you've got your bongos.
I've got my bongos, yeah. But you see, how much... Because if I was going to bring music, I feel like I'd be better off just, like, bringing infinite amounts of music. If I was going to bring music, I'd want all the music.
Well, the genie's not going to allow that.
I know the genie's not going to allow that. Because the genie is you.
What?
What would you allow me?
I would allow you a playlist.
Of how many songs?
If you wanted to play, like, say, if you looked up a playlist on Spotify.
Okay.
YouTube Music.
Well, I'd have Gotta Get Up, Gotta Get Out.
That would really motivate you to...
I'd whack a bit of classical music in there.
Mm.
I'd whack a little bit of, High School Musical in there. Imagine having everything you ever dreamed and you wanna... Don't know. I'd have to think about that. You know what I mean? I'd have a little bit of upbeat. I'd have a little bit... I don't see... Maybe I should stay away from the sad music. I might be a bit sad if I'm on a desert island on my own.
Yeah, but you've got your pots. You've got your Lost Marys. You've got your shoes.
Have I got my pots?
Well, we're going to have to... At the end, we're going to have to go back and see what you're actually keeping.
No. I think... And you see, the Lost Marys might be good. Now, that is just, I'm not using a wish on that. I'm just saying they probably happen to be in my pocket because I'll have been on a long flight. I'll have been on a long flight, a lot. There's no way I'm going very free.
Your desert island could be one of the Irish ones.
On one of the Irish what?
One of the Irish islands.
Oh, no. Well, then that's completely different.
Desert island, we never said.
Then I'm going to waste everything on, like, a Mac. A hood, boots, wellies, a stick, a torch. Torch is important, though.
I think I'd, for instead of music, I think I'd just get some podcasts.
Podcasts?
Sorry, is this your first time speaking? What's going on there?
Have you got bubbles in your mouth?
I actually haven't told this yet, but I'm actually a mermaid. I find it really difficult to be on land.
Are you... making words with bubbles. Is that what's happening?
Podcast. Yeah, because it would feel like I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm no ordinary girl.
What podcast?
Oh, just so I could feel like I'm like...
With people?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The bit of talking would be nice.
Yeah. Are we getting... I mean, if we're going to be listening to stuff, can we watch stuff?
But I think... Yeah, we'll allow you to watch something. The DJ will let you watch, like, he'll give you a device that can let you watch one thing over and over again.
Oh, the same thing over and over again.
Do you know what I'd watch over and over again?
What?
Last One Laughing, Amazon Prime, Ireland.
You haven't even watched
Stream
it.
Now.
She hasn't even watched it, girl. She hasn't
That's
even
what I'd watch
it.
Over and over if I was Elizabeth. In for a penny.
In for a penny. Oh, got some horrifying news the other day. Can I name this person?
You can't name them now.
Okay,
Mary's
so Ella, yeah. Ella's friend, Mary, her mother, I got word that she doesn't like Stephen Mulhern. And to me, that's just an outrageous thing to say. That's my dream.
And now it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet kind of situation. I'm not allowed to be friends with her anymore.
No. Stephen Mulhern, that's my dream, to get to do something with him.
We could have him on the podcast.
We could have him on the podcast.
I think he'd like to come on the podcast. Stephen, if you're listening, we'll have you on. There's not much room in here for you. But
he's obviously going to do it on Zoom, Ella. Let's keep this realistic. What would you ask Stephen Mulhern?
I'd probably ask him what he'd bring on a desert island.
Jesus.
I'd ask him if he's ever met Mr. Chips.
Mr. Chips from Catchphrase?
Yeah. Because it's just videos. Like, has he ever... What's he like backstage?
Oh, God. Okay.
Hey, what's your question then?
I don't know. There'd be too many things I'd want to ask him.
See, because I had a question.
I want to ask him about his magic days. I ask him, like, what films he's into. What's his, like, you know, dreams, career-wise. What would he love to do? Just what's next?
Do you remember when he used to present a part of Britain's Got Talent?
Yeah, the backstage. Yeah. The after show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Good. And do you remember Dermot O'Leary used to present the X Factor after show?
Yeah.
I used to get mixed up between the two of them.
Completely different vibe as well.
Because they were both...
People.
Men presenting talent shows at the similar time.
Oh, Jesus.
If anyone wants to see that one, we meet him.
Would you bring Dermot O'Leary to the desert island?
No, he's not an inanimate object.
No, we can't. Yeah, that's very true. We can't bring him. Sorry, Dermot.
You're not an inanimate object. So yeah, what if you could watch a show, if Jeannie let you watch a show, what show would you watch?
But I had to watch this over and over. Yeah. And was it the same episode all the time?
No, it doesn't have to be the same episode.
Oh, it doesn't have to be the same episode. Okay. So it's new. Am I getting new episodes?
No.
Oh, I'd watch maybe Fargo.
Jeannie's cut you off. Fargo.
Fargo, yeah. There's a few series of that. Maybe that. Or In for a Penny. Fargo, In for a Penny.
Very similar vibes, I would say.
Yeah, if I had those two shows, I think I'd be just covering the full spectrum of emotions. Do you know what I mean?
You want both of them?
Yeah. I feel like I want to stay grounded while I'm on the desert island. How long are we going to be on the desert island, do you think?
Don't know. That's
are we talking 2 years, like, or what are we talking about?
Until the people rescue us, Emma. How long do you think it would take me to rescue you?
How long do I think it would take you to rescue me?
Yeah. Just me on my little boat.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to find you.
Oh, my God.
Mommy!
I'd be dead.
Mommy!
I'd be dead.
Mommy! Marco!
You'd be dead because you wouldn't be able to text me or say and tell us you're lost. A Google Maps wouldn't work.
I'd have a pirate.
Nah, you'd be dead. I'd be dead. I'd be dead and then you'd be dead. So it'd be a waste of time. What else would I bring now? Yeah, a toothbrush, I think, definitely. Socks.
Fluffy socks?
Yeah.
Sport socks?
I do. Well, a pair of each, I think.
No-show socks?
a pair of the three, I think.
Like a multi-pack.
I just wouldn't want to not have any socks. Mm. You know, I want socks. But I'm assuming when I arrive on the desert island, I'm not naked.
No, you've got your clothes.
I've got my clothes, yes, yeah. I'm fine.
I think I'd bring, if like for food wise, I think I'd bring some kind of sweet or something that I could like keep for, like, where there's a rated or something I could keep for a long time.
Do you think you'd be able just, to?
Yeah, just like.
What would you ration yourself to? How often would you have one?
I'd have a lick a day.
A lick a day? Mm. So you'd have a lick of where there's original. Put it back in the wrapper.
Yeah.
How many licks do you think it would give you? One lick? Are you sure about that?
Yes. Before I went to bed, I'd go, then I put it back.
Because if you put that where there's original in your mouth, there's no way it's coming out.
No, I'm going to just don't put it in.
But people can't see you. Yeah. People can't see you taking the big lick of the word that's original.
And put like it a lollipop. We'll put it in my mouth. Well, people put lollipops in their mouth. But like, I'd lick it like a...
You'd lick it like a lolly?
Yeah.
And just leave it at that?
Yeah.
I just don't think... I can't see you doing that, Alan.
Maybe some days might be harder than others. Like if I've had a bit of a run-in on the island, I might...
But Ella, if you're licks. No, Ella, look. Can we just be serious about this for a second? You're living on a desert island. Mm. Every day is going to be rough. There's no
then
way.
I have two licks a day.
This is
but I won't be eating much other any other sugar, so that'll be like, oh wow.
I tell you what, I would
that'll
bring
be too much for me, you know.
I tell you now. I'm gonna yawn. Tell you this, and I'll tell you no more. What I would bring, is painkillers. Strong painkillers.
Mm, I'd probably just bring like a med kit.
Med kit. Nerd.
We're like all those kind
of med kit.
Some like bandages. Some.
A med kit.
Yeah.
It's called a first aid kit anyway.
No, it'd have more though.
What, a fucking defibrillator in it? Defibrillate yourself.
Be a med kit made by a doctor and they'd know all the stuff I'd need to have.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know how to use it.
Some injections as well for all the...
You'd be there licking your word as a regional trying to look for instructions.
No, I have one lick a day, Emma. That's at night before I go to bed.
So you're going to have a med... So what's going to be in your med kit? Med kit.
There'd be a little baby doctor
no
in
one's
there.
No, it's
the baby doctor will be like,
no one has ever said this before. Med kit. Get the med kit.
It's the old medicine you need, like.
Well, that's fucking stupid. A total break of the rules. Desert Island Genie's not going to let
you
go.
But you're allowed to have infinite stuff in your pockets.
Ella,
I have a phone and a plane ticket in my pocket. I have an airplane in my pocket. I have a little pilot in my pocket.
No, let's look at the facts here. I just got a new pair of 501 Levi's jeans. They're very nice fit. Thanks for asking. That has four pockets. And my bum bag has three pockets.
Your bum bag counts as an item though.
But it's always around my...
It's not part of you though. Contrary to popular belief, it actually isn't part of you.
Yeah, but the med kit, as you're calling it.
Yeah, the med
silly.
Kit.
You have to pick one thing out of the med kit that you would have.
Whatever.
Is that recording, I wonder? Oh, it is.
Do we want to play this game anymore? I have my med kit.
You can't have your med kit. You can take a couple of things out of it. But you're not bringing a briefcase full of things.
Just my med kit.
Med kit.
Yeah, it's like in video games.
Well, what would you want in your med kit?
Just have all the stuff, like.
Just all the stuff. We have to narrow it down because you haven't all the stuff, like. Doesn't mean that you'd know what any of the stuff is if you actually need it.
Have instructions, obviously. Duh.
Your headphones are sticking to the thing. Right, well, like.
I would bring some, like, earplugs or something.
Earplugs.
Yeah, in case the animals got a bit noisy, like.
I don't think they're going to help. I mean, you probably get them on the flight, but.
Am I allowed to have that in my pocket?
So the plane has crashed. It's in water. Doesn't look like there's anyone alive. People are trying to scramble. They're fighting for their lives. And Ella's opening her belt and she's trying to get out and she's looking around. And she just about to get out the door, go down the old slidey thing. And she runs back to get her earplugs off the flight.
Well, I'd like
because she thinks, oh no, what if the animals on the desert island are noisy at night? And
well,
I can't
Emma,
get my sleep.
I've obviously got to ask the genie for
you
this.
You have thing. Your med kit.
I've asked the genie for this. I'd like my headphones actually. Just to,
what day
I have my headphones and listen to my podcast through it.
What day? Oh yeah, you'd have to be listening to the podcast with headphones. What day is I'm agreeing with you.
So you have the headphones as well then. And I'm just using them for multiple purposes to drown out the
I didn't say anything about podcasts.
Oh, well, you'd have them for your music.
Oh, no, that's music's different.
Okay.
I can listen to music without
Well, I'm going to have headphones.
What day is the genie arriving?
First day.
Oh, very first yeah, yeah. day. Have you settled in at all?
No. He's like, hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Who's playing this genie in a movie?
You play the genie in the movie.
It's the and first... I come over to you and I'm like, hey, girl.
It's the first time the genie's ever been a genie before. So
oh my God, like that Melissa
yeah.
McCarthy genie.
Well, she's been a genie loads of times. She has. She fucking sucks. No,
she just can't see being a genie.
This genie's just like a baby genie. They haven't.
I'm a baby genie.
They haven't been a genie for long. Like, they're struggling.
They're so first... am I small?
No, well, you are small, yeah, but like.
It's smaller than I am now.
No, you're a genie.
So I pop on the desert and I go, yeah. Hey, girl.
Yeah, you just haven't really perfected it yet.
And my. Is this that's like why, my internship is yeah. me just. It's desert island genie.
Yeah. Not quite the true wishes to kind of genie.
Okay,
yet.
But I can do little bits for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you don't come out of a lamp or anything. You don't have a lamp yet. You're just kind of.
Oh, okay. Where do I come out of?
Just like the sand.
Hey girl.
Yeah, and then you start like coughing because you got sand in your mouth. But yeah, that's the general premise of it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what have you got so far? You've got a med kit.
I've got my sun cream. I've got a med kit.
Would your sun cream not be in your med kit?
I've got my med kit. I've got my podcast. I've got my earphones, my headphones. I've got my Wordless Originals. I think pack of them that I'm gonna lick a little bit off each day, and then I think I'd like.
Would it not be more convenient to have a Werther's Original bar?
No. No.
Sorry. Anything else?
My fifth thing. Maybe like.
Oh God.
Disposable camera to like for the memories, you know.
Disposable camera,
yeah, for the memories, you know.
Well, I was gonna say I want to have access to the camera doorbell. Would that be possible?
That would have to be your show.
Oh, that would have to be my show.
You won't be able to communicate through it.
Okay. Oh, I can't communicate.
No. No.
Okay, well, give me the doorbell camera then
instead of a show.
Yeah. But I'll be able to see everybody then.
Nerd. Okay, what? So what's your...
Nerd!
So what's your...
Med kit is
so
a nerd.
What's your five items?
Oh, five items. Yeah. Okay, so the access to the Google camera.
Yes.
My bum bag, and that'll just have loads of stuff in it.
Med kit? You don't have a fucking med kit.
My rice.
Your curry rice.
My chicken. I don't the like chicken. The curry sorry, one. Sorry. The chicken one.
Sorry.
How many items is that now? Three?
Yeah.
My blankie.
Your blankie, yeah.
And the blankie, it's kind of an all-in-one blankie, so that it has, but it has detachable socks and stuff, so that's one item.
I've never seen you with this blankie before.
Yeah, well, it's a genie, so it's a genie wish. And I've one more left, have I?
Yeah. I forgot my Snooty. I didn't want my Snooty.
You did say
Snooty.
So I have one more.
Yeah. Could you bring my Snooty and then give it to me?
We're not there at the same time.
It's pretty sad for the family, isn't it, that you go off to your desert island and get stranded and I go off to a desert island and get stranded?
I think a kitchen set. So like the way you have your med kit. And see, I don't need a med kit because I've got my bum bag, so I've got loads of like infinite painkillers in there.
But a med kit is actually a thing. You're just being...
Yeah, but it's... look, baby genie who comes out of the sand just ain't impressed with the med kits. So I want a kitchen set.
Okay.
So a little hob.
Your face. a little oven, a fully stocked
fridge. No, I didn't say an oven.
A little chef comes out of it as well. I said, I get spice bags.
You can buy this. It's like a camping thing where you get a, like a little mini hob and like a pot and a pan and a couple of knives. Okay. So what's your last item?
So I have my med kit.
Yeah.
My snooty.
Yeah.
My Word of the Originals.
Yeah.
My podcasts.
Yeah.
And my headphones.
Could we give you the headphones with the podcast?
We tried to do that.
Yeah, go on. Okay. Let you have one more thing.
Probably kitchen set. Or one of those magical bum bags. That would be pretty good. They asked me back over.
Oh, there you have it.
Guys, put down in the comments below, what would you bring on your desert island discs? No dicks your music, guys.
Oh my god. Well, insightful. Thanks for that, Ella. And now we didn't pick like lighters and all that kind of stuff because we're
just the kitchen.
We're just saying no. Jeannie gets annoyed if you ask for things that are too obvious, so you've got to be snidey and ask for other things.
Like a really good kitchen set though.
Oh yeah, like really good. Mm. Yeah.
Not like a basic one.
No, like really nice.
Yeah. Maybe like red or a nice colour as well.
Yeah, something nice. Yeah, like kind of contemporary, but not like to the point where it's just like,
but like one of those kids, really fancy toy kitchens.
Yes, but like, love them.
Real.
Yes, yeah. Perfect, because I loved those toy kitchens.
But they'd be real. So.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Like a kind of a kitchen on a trolley kind of a thing. Perfect. You know, like you're just like, oh, it's a nice day. I'm going to wheel it out from under the palm trees. Yeah, perfect. Okay, well, we've done that now. Well done to us. Is there anything you want to promote, Ella, before we go?
Yeah, I've just got them everywhere.
You're looking for a job, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Don't put that kind of information out there.
Okay, get in touch. I'm going on tour in March. Please come see me. emmadorncomedy.com. She's trying to say that. Subscribe. Bye. Love you.